Pam Morin is a Fayetteville school teacher, wife, and busy mother of three toe-headed children, Ashton 12, Alexa 9, and Benjamin 7. They're away at school right now. She says last summer, out of the blue, she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I have just completed my treatment, and I am now cancer-free.
Pam wears a scarf beneath a ball cap to conceal the easing ravages of cancer therapy. Otherwise, she looks fit as a fiddle. Next week, she will even return to teaching rowdy sixth graders at Fayetteville Christian School. But during 4 months of treatment, she was wasted, and the house was a wreck, she said.
Probably the hardest thing, well, for sure, the hardest thing to maintain was dusting and mopping the floors and vacuuming now the day and laundry.
Family and friends pitched in with cooking and running errands and things like that. And then one emailed a link to a website called Cleaning for a Reason.
So I clicked on it, and they have a little application that you fill out. And I filled out the application, and then it goes through some type of approval process. And then Donna contacted me to come and clean my house. So it was a very easy process, and it was pretty, I think the turnaround was really fast too. I don't remember waiting any great length of time.
Donna is Donna Scobie, and she's not a house cleaner by trade. She operates Ready, Set, Stage, home staging and redesign for Northwest Arkansas's real estate market.
And basically what I do in my business is help homeowners get their houses ready for market to sell. If it's owner-occupied, we go in and we work with what they already have in helping them. And if it's vacant, we take in the furniture and accessories and set up the home. So, you know, and we can do just about anything that requires to be done as far as cleaning or helping to pack and declutter and do, you know, everything like that for them.
Donna Scobie started up her company in November 2007 and has staged hundreds of homes. Cleaning and organizing are second nature to Donna, so is helping people.
And I was diagnosed with breast cancer about 6.5 years ago. And so when I came across the Cleaning for a Reason organization, it was just something that really touched me because I knew what these women are going through. You know, there's several different types of cancer and several different types of treatment. And I was very fortunate that mine was caught very early and I did not have to go through chemo. So I didn't have that part of it, but I did have surgery, and so I just knew how important this was to these women because I've been there. And so when I found the organization, again, you know, I really felt like God spoke to me and telling me that this was something I needed to be involved in.
Each time she cleans for a client, Donna reports back to Cleaning for a Reason, headquartered in Texas. Calls to the foundation went unanswered. But Cleaning for a Reason not only checks out, it's the only charity of its kind in the United States. Established in 2006, it counts 826 partners in 50 states and Canada and has helped more than 4,000 women, equaling over $1 million in services rendered for free. Along with the Ready, Set, Stage, the Cleaning Ladies in Benton, a la carte cleaning services in Fort Smith, plus the Cleaning Authority and Superior Cleaning Systems in Little Rock are helping women stricken with cancer across the state. And all partner cleaning services must follow strict protocols.
To become a partner with Cleaning for a Reason, you do have to be a legitimate cleaning company because they do require insurance in order to be bonded. And if you have employees working for you, then they have to have a background search done. So, but the process is just very simple to sign up for. You just have to prove, you know, your insurance and everything. So, and they do require, I think it's like $20 a month donation to the organization just to help, you know, with the expense because it is a nonprofit. And but other than that, that's about all there is to it. And, you know, as Pam said, when a patient goes through and gets approved, then I'm contacted by them, and then I contact that patient, and we set up the cleanings.
So not only does Donna Scobie donate her time to help women with cancer living in Fayetteville and Springdale, she also donates her hard-earned money to the foundation. She's been a partner for 6 months now and has helped 4 clients. which also has protocols.
We come in once a month for 4 months. And actually, each cleaning partner can decide how many hours they want to spend. But what I do is I tell the patients that I will spend up to 3 hours each time when I come. And we really only do just kind of general maintenance cleaning, you know, the floors and dustings and the bathrooms and the kitchen. So we don't really do any heavy duty cleaning, but, you know, that's still a big help. And, you know, I set that limit because I don't know, you know, what the house looks like or anything when I'm actually talking to the patient, you know, or how big the house is, because I can't spend, you know, 6 or 8 hours at a house, you know, doing that. So I have to set that limit.
Donna asks her clients when she first connects with them to prioritize chores, and she says the women are utterly grateful, plus appreciate her empathy, which comes from experience. But one of the reasons she's agreed to appear in this story is that she wishes to encourage others to become partners.
There is a need for other cleaning companies to come aboard, and you know, you're required as a partner also, I didn't mention this earlier, to take on a minimum of 2 patients at a time. But still, if you look at what I'm doing, okay, that's 6 hours a month and $20 a month, you know, just about anybody can give that.
But the best news here is that Pam Morin is cancer-free. Plus, get this.
Well, Donna has been so helpful cleaning my house. My husband has decided to hire her to continue to come back and clean. So that definitely is another blessing.
Good for business and a recovering psyche. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And what was, how was it cleaning this place?
How was it cleaning?
Yeah, how was it cleaning this place? Was it a total mess?
No. No, Pam's house was very easy to clean. I will admit she was behind on her dusting, like she said, but...